next malacha is mamachek, which means to smooth out the skin, make it smooth. And basically it was to take off the hairs and even to rub off the outer layer of the hide and to make it a smooth hide. And therefore taking the hairs off a uncooked chicken skin would also be awesome. Scraping off leather from a the bottom of your shoe to also make it more smooth would also be aser. And therefore the Rabbanan asered scraping your shoes even to take off the mud on a sharp thing that has to take off some of the leather. But if it's something that doesn't have to take off the leather and it's not your intention, so it's like any other Eino Miskaven, and if it doesn't always take off the leather, surely if it's something dull and can't take off the leather, there's no isser in rubbing your shoe against that, rubbing against the concrete or anything like that. Okay, but there are special things in some places where they have, like a knife, right, that you rub your shoes against, and that does take off a little bit of the leather, that's awesome. What? No, it's not ma'abed, it's mamachik. That's mamachik. Rubbing metal, pots, pans, anything like that, with something abrasive, where it also takes off a little bit of the outer layer of metal and makes it smooth, is also usher. So using steel wool or some kind of abrasive cleanser on pots or pans on Shabbos, aside from other Isurim that could be, this is also usher. And the same thing, sharpening knives, scissors on Shabbos is also, because the way you sharpen it is by shaving off a little bit of the metal. Okay. Part of this malacha is called mimareach. Mimareach is smearing things to smooth, to make a smooth, smoothing them out. Okay. Smoothing out the upper surface that's similar to this malacha of smoothing out the leather. So therefore you can't use or smooth out any kind of ointment, lotion, oils, things that are more of the consistency than olive oil. That's also with the Rabbanan. Something that's hard and pliable and will maintain its shape after you smooth it out, that's also min haTorah. But things that are not pourable, that are, what's it called, that are thick, even liquids, but are more thick than olive oil, are also min haRabbanan. Okay, and therefore you can't put a mishcha, an ointment, on a band-aid or on your skin and smear it around. We'll see how you are allowed to do it, but on your skin or on the band-aid, not even a band-aid that had ointment on it from before Shabbos, okay, if it fell off, so you can't put it back on. Okay, if it fell onto a table or something else, not onto the ground, so then if you took it off on purpose with the intention of putting it back, then even if it fell on a table, you're allowed to put it back. But if you it came off ba'onis, then what's it called? If you took it off the kavana and you didn't intend to put it back, even if it fell on the table, it's also surely on the ground. If it came off by accident, then only if it fell on the ground is it also. But if it fell on a table or whatever, then it's okay. If you took it off to fix it and put it back on, then also, if it fell on the table, you can put it back on. If it fell on the ground, you can't put it back on. They made a gzeira. They're afraid that if we let you put it back on, you'll end up smearing it again. So this time it's a gzeira the rabbanan. Okay, you're allowed to dab things, these kind of things, lotions, ointments, or whatever, even though you can't smooth them around. That's an issur the rabbanan. But dabbing them on and just pressing them down without smearing them is mutter. So if you have a baby who has a diaper rash, you can't smear the ointment, right, on the baby, but you can dab it on, even press it down, and then let the press it down with the through the diaper, and then the movement of the baby will smear it around by itself. But you can't smear it. But anything less than smearing, patting down and dabbing it on is okay. Okay, that goes with all other things like that, and therefore you can't use regular soap, because when you lather up the soap, it smooths out the outer layer of the soap. So solid soap you can't use on Shabbos. Liquid soap, you should only use if it has